Hey guys, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I'm here with Tim Miller, and we're going to be diving into, a very dark and odd video from Tulsi Gabbard that was posted in the wee hours of this morning following a trip she made to Hiroshima and a number of other countries.
Very weird video, I would say. I would say deeply weird and creepy and kind of a little bit in the uncanny valley of real and fake. I'm interested to dive into it. I'm also excited to dive into it with you because I know you were a longtime Tulsi Gabbard kind of stan, actually, during her early years in Congress. And so,
is that so?
That's what I recall. I recall you doing very favorable coverage for her over when you were back at the Huffington
Post. What are you talking about? There was this. I think you're confusing me with Chris Moody, who went surfing with her in Hawaii.
Maybe your hands were Chris Moody.
I'll ignore the slander and the misrepresentation of my record, and we'll go right to the video. Let's just start with a video. We're going to go through some of this stuff, and we'll get some reaction. But here's Tulsi. Here's Tulsi.
Hold on. Before we press play, where are we? Are we in like a one of those Walmart studios where you bring your family for Christmas photos? Is that where we are? What is this location, do we think?
It's an orb of some sort. Okay. I don't know. It's odd. There's no background here other than this, what appears to be a blue screen.
It's very strange.
It's a strange one. I haven't really seen a DNI do something like this yet, but let's just get a little taste of it from the get-go.
I recently visited Hiroshima in Japan and stood at the epicenter of a city that remains scarred by the unimaginable horror caused by a single nuclear bomb dropped in 1945, 80 years ago.
Okay, well, stop. Right. We have violins and violas coming in. I just like, again, this is the director of national intelligence.
Yeah.
This is a very serious, sober job. I don't understand why we're doing kind of this soft focus, you know, sort of video that you would expect from, I don't know, like a nonprofit organization that is trying to get people to support.
She's trying to make like a fog of war type documentary, but she happens to be the director of national intelligence.
Okay. It's very strange.
No, I don't know. You have to think about like the strategy sessions in the office before doing this. She's probably like, I just got back from Hiroshima, deeply moved by it. I want to cut a video. And they're like, well, what do we do? Like,
I also should note that she said she's deeply moved, but like her tone and face does not indicate that. It's an interesting, that's where I get back to the uncanny valley.
All right.
Deeply moved.
Deeply moved. So we're going to, just to be clear, we're going to jump ahead a little bit to about a minute and 18 or so seconds. Prior to that, she goes through the history of Hiroshima, the number who died, the number who suffered, the radiation, the sickness, the drawings of the survivors. And then like you'll see, it takes a really dark and odd turn around a minute 35 seconds, but let's play.
Those paintings and the suffering that they conveyed, the pain and the sense of loss were almost more powerful than the photos themselves. Yet this one bomb that caused so much destruction in Hiroshima was tiny compared to today's nuclear bombs. The bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima had a yield of just 15 kilotons of TNT. Whereas today's nuclear warheads range in size from 100 kilotons to over 1 megaton. A single nuclear weapon today could kill millions in just minutes.
For a second. Okay. We're going to back up when we get into this, but that was a like very hard turn.
Yeah. I want to emphasize, this is the Director of National Intelligence. Your job is actually to protect the country from nuclear attack. That's true. It's a big part of the job. You know, if there's loose nukes, trying to identify threats out there in the world. I don't know that traditionally part of the job has been doing like a, you know, Cold War era scare video for kindergarten students. That's right. Like the nuclear bombs are bigger now than ever before. It's like, yeah, we got it. We got that. I think people are pretty attuned to that. The fact that a nuclear war would be bad. Yeah. I don't know why we're doing this though from her.
And it just gets a little bit weirder. Let's back up 3 seconds before we press play here, because there's some choices editorially here that I want to dissect. All right, let's press play.
Single nuclear weapon today could kill millions in just minutes. Just one of these nuclear bombs would vaporize everything at its core. People, buildings, life itself. The shockwave would crush structures miles away, killing and maiming countless people.
What city is that?
And then comes the fall.
New York?
Radioactive poison spreading through the air, water, and soil, condemning survivors to agonizing deaths or life.
So dark.
Okay.
This is incredibly dark.
I do notice the blue state attacks. There's like a little bit of a
Golden Gate. The Golden Gate Bridge seemed totally unnecessary. Like that's I love the Golden Gate Bridge. I love San Francisco, but like I am
also what is the relevance of the collapse of the bridge? Like a lot of bombs, any bomb. You don't need a nuclear bomb to collapse the Golden Gate Bridge. No, I don't actually know what they're
could hit it. Yeah, it's like that doesn't seem like if you're trying to go for scare tactics. I don't feel like the Golden Gate Bridge is top of line here. There's plenty of other targets that I would be worried about. No offense, San Francisco. And then it's just the ominous music. Like
who is the orchestral conductor of this?
I want to know who picked up the music.
We've got Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No, it's not Lloyd Webber. It's much darker. Come on now. This is Jesus.
You know, and long time viewers know I don't know my musicals. I'm naming the only musical man I know. The Phantom of the Opera.
She's just like, I mean, her delivery is very dark here. I think she's actually hitting it pretty out of the park.
You do.
She's going for. Oh, yeah. If she's trying to scare the fuck out of you, I'm like,
if she's trying to scare the fuck out of a child.
Yeah,
it seems like it's kind of like the type of video you would show, you know, in a classroom before a drill.
Yeah, you know, and like in the early mid '60s.
Yeah, this is why you must, you know, stop, drop, and roll.
Exactly.
You know, this is why you might tuck and get under your desk. But I don't know what why that is.
Who's the audience for this?
I think we're gonna find out towards the end. So let's
keep going.
A nuclear winter could follow with smoke and ash completely blocking the sun, plunging the world into darkness and cold, killing crops and starving billions. Acid rain would scar the earth, wiping out entire ecosystems.
Jesus.
This isn't some made-up science fiction story. This is the reality of what's at stake, what we are facing now. Because as we stand here today, closer to the brink of nuclear annihilation, than ever before.
Stop right there.
I don't think that's true.
Closer to nuclear annihilation than ever before? Ever before?
That's bullshit.
More close than the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yeah. Bullshit.
Why? On what? Like over what? And this is where we're going to get to at the end, right? Which is what the subtext of all this is.
Well,
it's related to the Russia-Ukraine war.
But or the Iran nuclear deal or something's
this
going
This is Russia here. Propaganda is what this is, Sam. Come on. This is all about the Russia-Ukraine war. I do what we're about to find. We're about to demonstrate. I'm about to show you why.
I just want to warn the viewers because it's all so weird at this point. But then it takes a turn a little in like about 20 seconds, maybe a little less. It's going to take the turn into the surreal.
I will grant you one thing, though, on her delivery.
She's good.
The teleprompter work is good. It's somebody that's been in the guest chair at Fox News, gotten some reps.
Yeah.
The teleprompter work here is...
No, she's got the cadence. She's not rushing it. You know, she's staring right at camera. The delivery is solid. I think they nailed it. I really do.
Well, nailed what, though?
Nailed this, I don't know, this cinema verite vibe. I don't know.
What are you? Okay.
All right, let's press play.
I don't think you know what cinema verite is.
I don't.
Political elite and warmongers are carelessly fomenting fear and tensions between nuclear powers. Perhaps it's because they are confident that they will have access to nuclear shelters for themselves and for their families.
Okay, stop.
This is where it turns.
We learn everything right there that we need to know about the video. So let's just go back and actually watch this part one more time. I want everyone to re-listen to that exact 8 seconds one more time.
Political elite and warmongers are carelessly fomenting fear and tensions between nuclear powers. Perhaps it's because they are confident that they will have access to nuclear shelters for themselves and for their families.
Okay. So this is all about the Russia-Ukraine war and going after elites. This is fucking deep state QAnon stuff. She is under she is saying that there are these, there's this war happening between nuclear powers, and some out there, some in the deep state, some Democrats, some elites want us to fight the other nuclear power, Russia, want us to keep this war going because, you know, because they don't care about whether it escalates into a nuclear all-out, you know, nuclear war, because they will be able to live underground.
Isn't this the whole premise of the show Fallout?
I've not watched it, so I don't know.
I think it is. I think that the whole show is premised on this, like, business tycoons and government officials who can profit from underground civilization if they can just facilitate a nuclear war that annihilates the Earth.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
This is the audience. The audience is the conspiratorial minded folks that are in the mega coalition. It's and it is also, I think, doing a solid for her pals over in Moscow. That it's like, guys, as you're not seeing the real game that's afoot here. Okay. They're saying that they're just trying to protect democracy and freedom in Kyiv. Right. That's not what they're really doing. What they're doing is escalating us to this all-out nuclear war, and they don't care about your suffering. They don't care what happens because
they have the shelters.
They will live in the secret shelters with the lizard people.
Yeah.
That's what's happening here.
Why did they put this video out?
Because she's trying to do – like, she goes to Hiroshima, right? And, like, why did she go to Hiroshima? Again,
it was some larger tour was doing.
But she's the director of national intelligence. She's not the Secretary of State. Yeah. She shouldn't be doing fucking world tours with other leaders. She is the head of the IC, like the CIA, they're going after spies and terrorists and shit. That's her job, not doing soft power. So, like, why did she do this? The whole thing. Now I'm going to be the conspiracist. The whole thing is part of they're trying to as they want to pull out of Ukraine. They are trying to recenter the discussion that was very kind of actually in the public dialogue right when Russia invaded Ukraine. This idea that there's this big nuclear threat out there and that we need to de-escalate and we need peace. We need to let Russia have Ukraine because we don't want this nuclear, you know, annihilation. And I assume that was why she went to Hiroshima at all. Because that they wanted to advance this video, this propaganda video, this creepy weird propaganda video was the point of the trip, I think.
Just to cut some B-roll?
Yeah, and to do an ominous, be scared of the Russia nukes video.
Yeah.
That's the subtext here. Be scared of the Russia nukes. And also, if things don't go well in the Trump administration, I might have a star turn in the future on the X-Files.
Now, she's probably one of the elites who would get an underground bunker at this point.
You think?
Well, she is.
Does she know where the bunkers are? You notice she doesn't mention that. You would think that, again, as the director of national intelligence, does it give you any pause, Sam? Does it make you think maybe there are these bunkers for the Bilderbergers that you did? That if she is saying it and she knows.
Did she just let slip something that we weren't supposed to know, that there are underground civilizations? Wasn't this part of a Will Sommer false flag that they think there's some, there is. This is a Tucker Carlson thing.
Yeah.
Will was going to write about this, that there's like some underground civilization that they're all constructing and that it's, very hush hush.
There's a whole constellation of underground bases built by the US government in the United States. Like, that fact alone, just the physical infrastructure of it, because normally you talk about what are
it's
they
enormously
doing?
Enormously expensive.
What's unbelievable. And like, it raises lots of practical questions. How do you ventilate them? What about food and water supply? You know,
where's the energy? Are we using breakthrough energy or?
Where's the energy come
from? Right.
Maybe there's more here than we know.
You think so? Who would be down there, do you think?
The Jews. I could say that because I'm Jewish.
You said it, not me.
Fair enough. All right, can we close this out by playing the last 20 seconds?
That regular people won't have access to. So it's up to us, the people, to speak up and demand an end to this madness. We must reject this path to nuclear war and work toward a world where no one has to live in fear of a nuclear holocaust.
Violins, the fucking strings on this video.
And she just stares. It's like the death stare at the end with...
I need to know the music selection.
Very
I'm
going
to make it a mission to figure out what it is. All right. I think I've had my fill of this. I'm sufficiently freaked.
Thank you for flagging it for me.
I'd understand. You know, these things are great. This is the one side benefit of the Trump years, that we get these crazy videos that we can digest and make.
It is hard to imagine, like going back to like past directors of national intelligence, you know, John Negroponte.
Oh, he cut a video just like this. You don't remember
that? You think so?
No.
Bob Zeller. You know, all these old dorky white guys. Yeah, hard to imagine.
No, definitely. All right, buddy. Thank you for doing this with me. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Thank you guys for watching.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.